Hello, everyone. This is Sharon. Welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Matthew 4:4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You've heard me say this many times, how our words are so powerful. Words carry power. They carry everything that we need. We can create our world with our words. All of those are books that I have on Amazon. But keep the word flowing in your life. The word of God must always flow in your life. You must say the right things. You must believe the right things. You must keep the right things in your heart. This particular passage of scripture comes when Jesus was tempted and led into the wilderness, and Satan tried to tempt him. He teaches us a great lesson about preceding the word. Now, I don't know if you've heard this story before, but so many times it was like, and it is written, and it is written, and it is written. And then the devil wanted to play the and it is written game too. But Jesus was definitely wise enough, as we should be as well. And he got to the point where he said, it is said. We must know what is said from the word of God, from our Father, so that we can keep the word moving. Keep the word flowing in our lives. Keep life, keep health, keep joy, keep peace, keep prosperity, keep abundance, keep happiness. You have to keep the word moving in order to stay in victory. When facing Satan, the word must keep flowing out of your mouth. Satan will try to get you. He will try to stumble your words. He will try to get you to doubt the word of God, and he will try to get you to test yourself and just doubt, you know. He'll bring up too many dumb things. He wants us to think that God's word cannot be trusted, all because he fell and he going to hell. But we must respond to all of Satan's temptations by applying the unchanging word of God. If you want to successfully overcome temptation, you must know what the word says. So let's keep the word flowing in our life. Let's keep the scriptures alive in our heart. Let's keep God flowing, the Holy Spirit teaching us, telling us what to do, how to do it. Let's yield to God. Take our time. Take a pause when we don't know what to do, and then just wait. Just wait. What are we rushing for? There's no rush. So a person may need an answer immediately. Okay, I'm sorry, but at this time I'll have to get back with you. That is the answer. And you get back to them when you hear from God. Follow God's way. Keep God first. And watch things start to change in life. This is going to be a deciding factor for many people this week. So God's blessings be with you. I pray that you hear from God. You know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, God's way. All right, till next time, everybody. God's blessings. Let's be blessed. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.